This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Jim Biden holds a rare news conference to reflect on his first year in office and to look ahead to the second. I say rare because take a look. Mr. Biden holds far fewer formal press conferences than did the three presidents who came before him.
We hardly even talk.
Well, we're talking now,
I see
we?
You for 20 lousy minutes in the morning. And then when you come home at night, you're always exhausted. We never do anything anymore. You know this is my crazy time of year.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Roy Wilkins, Adam Clayton Powell Jr., Shirley Chisholm, and we're inspired. Hugo Chavez, Cesar Chavez. We're inspired by all of these leaders.
Classic mix-up.
The majority of my colleagues in the caucus, Democrat caucus, they've changed. They've changed their mind. I respect that. You have a right to change your mind. I haven't. I hope they respect that, too. I've never changed my mind on the filibuster.
Fine, then this conversation is over.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Cesar Chavez, by the way, the founder of the United Farm Workers, or the leader of the United Farm Workers, he opposed illegal immigration. Just, I thought I'd pass that on to Hakeem Jeffries, the guy who confused Hugo Chavez and Cesar Chavez. God, amazing. Anyway, Biden, in another amazing feat, Biden came out just about on time into the East Room of the White House and has begun his press conference. Let's again, we're not going to go to it live except, you know, when we think there's something worth picking up. But here is the beginning. This was recorded just a few seconds ago.
Hello, folks.
Folks.
Thanks for being here. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Tomorrow will mark 1 year since I took office. It's been a year of challenges, but it's also been a year of enormous progress. We went from 2 million people being vaccinated at the moment I was sworn in to 210 million Americans being fully vaccinated today.
That's
we created 6 million new jobs, more jobs in 1 year than any time before. Unemployment dropped, the unemployment rate dropped to 3.9%. Child poverty dropped by nearly 40%, the biggest drop ever in American history. New business applications grew by 30%, the biggest increase ever. And for the first time in a long time, this country's working people actually got a raise.
Stop it right there, Jared. Stop it right there. I'll let the rest of it go through. But actually, the people of the United States, the working people of the United States, took a beating. Average wages for workers fell 2.4% last year after being adjusted for inflation, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So that was a flat out lie. Will Glenn Kessler catch that one? Will CNN catch that one? All right. So Mr. President, do you prefer Let's Go Brandon or FJB? There are a lot of good ones. One of our New Bedford hosts came up with, does Hunter continue to get paid by the Ukrainian energy company Burisma if Putin invades? That's quite a question. How about your grandchild in Arkansas, Mr. President? Did you save Christmas for him, your grandson, whose name you don't even know? 844-500-4242. Someone says, Ducey better beware of tranquilizer darts. 603, nice to be here. At my age, it's nice to be anywhere. All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. The New York Post has a piece from Piers Morgan, and it just begins. I mean, it's the same thing we've been saying, but it's pretty funny stuff. And he just starts out, it's been a disaster. It's been a total disaster, he says. 844-500-4242. And by the way, this just in, this is a federal judge in West Virginia has just thrown out the lawsuit, the wrongful death lawsuit that was brought by the Bulger family after the death of their serial killing uncle and sibling, James J. Whitey Bulger Jr. John Preston Bailey, he's the U.S. District Court judge appointed by George W. Bush, a Dartmouth grad. He granted a motion to dismiss the plaintiff's claims. They were claiming that that the Bureau of Prisons was responsible for Whitey's death. It's a pretty well written piece, 36 pages. We'll get into it as we go along. 844-500-4242. All these jobs being created, says 215. Where are they being created? Or are people simply returning to fill vacant jobs? That's obvious. Yes, that's it. That's the thing. I mean, he keeps claiming about creating jobs. These are just jobs that were destroyed by the panic in 2020 that have come back. Let's see here. Wages, this is more information on the lie that he just put out about how the people were making more money than ever. Wages fell 2.4% adjusted for a 7% inflation. However, that doesn't count the increase in gas or food or energy. In other words, it doesn't count the things you actually use your money for. People took more than a 2.4% pay cut. My guess is it went up to about 10 to 12% cut in pay. It certainly feels that way. You know, people are getting these huge monthly heating bills for their homes, whether it's fuel oil or it's natural gas. I mean, I'm sure I don't buy it, but I'm sure cords of cut wood are costing a hell of a lot more money now because people are trying to make up for their increased fuel costs. Fuel oil or natural gas by buying wood, and electricity is going to go up too. 844-500-4242. 781. I got a raise. I guess the checks are in the mail. What's the job market participation, Mr. President? 808. Here's a question I expect he'll get. Mr. President, how disappointed are you that a minority in the Senate is obstructing your landmark voting rights bill? Yeah, a landmark of 52 out of 100 senators. That's by Democrat math, I guess that is a minority. 844-500-4242. 200-plus million vaccinated, yet record number of COVID cases. What's that all about, Brandon? Let's go, Brandon. 844-500-4242. You want to cut in a little bit, Jared, and just hear it, and then we'll go to the calls.
Saw their income go up the most of all the got a raise. We cut health insurance premiums for millions of American families, and we just made surprise medical bills.
It's the same crap
in this country. You know those bills you get that you don't expect of $2,000 to $5,000 from the hospital beyond what you thought you were going to have to owe because of the consultation you weren't told was going to cost that much? No more.
This is the same crap. This is his opening statement where he's just lying through his teeth. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I just got to say that most of these people might agree with him, but I cannot. I just got to say that, you know, this whole thing of him thinking that he's gained all these jobs where they're just jobs that were put back into place after COVID. Like, these people were put out of work and then they got back to work. So he's considering them the jobs he's gained. It's BS. It's just insane. I can't go along with this idiot.
I know. Who's buying this, Chris?
I don't know, but it's absolute BS. And I just, I'm up here in Maine and I've worked through this whole thing and I can't believe anybody goes along with this. Oh my God, he's so great. He's gained all these jobs. If anybody gained jobs on this planet, it was President Donald J. Trump. Nobody else has done anything better than that guy, you know?
I agree.
Long said.
I agree. I keep waiting for him to use the words "we inherited," because as a texter said, we inherited an economy that was decimated by the disastrous policies of my predecessor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's taking questions. Okay, let's listen to a question or two, and then we'll keep taking calls as we go.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know some of my colleagues will get into some specific issues, but I wanted to zoom out on your first year in office. Inflation is up. Your signature domestic legislation is stalled in Congress. In a few hours from now, the Senate, an effort in the Senate to deal with voting rights and voting reform legislation is going to fail. COVID-19 is still taking the lives of 1,500 Americans every day. And the nation's divisions are just as raw as they were a year ago. Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office? And how do you plan to course correct going forward?
Why are you such an optimist? Look, I didn't overpromise. And what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen. The fact of the matter is that
I've outperformed.
We're in a situation where we have made enormous progress. You mentioned the number of deaths from COVID. Well, it was three times that not long ago. It's coming down. Everything's changing. It's getting better. Look, I didn't overpromise, but I think if you take a look at what we've been able to do, you'd have to acknowledge we made enormous progress. But one of the things that I think is something that one thing I haven't been able to do so far is get my Republican friends to get in the game of making things better in this country. For example, I was reading the other day, and I wrote the quote down so I don't misquote him. A quote from Senator Sununu when he decided that he wasn't going, excuse me,
Senator Sununu. Sununu,
when he decided he wasn't going to run for the Senate in New Hampshire. Here's what he said. They were all, for the most, quote, they were all, for the most part, content with the speed at which they weren't doing anything. It was very clear that we just had to hold the line for 2 years. Okay, so I'm just going to be a roadblock for the next 2 years? That's not what I do, Sununu said. He went on to say it bothered me that they were okay with that. Then he goes on to say, I said, okay, so we're not going to get stuff done if we win the White House back, if we win the White House back. Why didn't we do anything in 2017 and 2018?
Because Ryan was the speaker.
Said,
McConnell was the majority leader.
To answer the challenge? He said, crickets,
because
yeah,
of
crickets.
The Democrats' Russian collusion hoax.
They had no answer.
I just gave you the answer.
That there'd be such a
Brandon.
Stalwart effort to make sure that the most important thing was that President Biden didn't get anything done.
And that was Senator Sununu said that. That's what he described him as, Senator Sununu. So that's how much he knows about what he's talking about. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back to this. We'll keep cutting in and out, and we'll take your comments as we go through. 844-500-4242. You can text us, Howie at Howie to 63566 to join the text club. I love my Pillows products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream sheets. They're luxurious and soft and help me sleep so well. My Pillows sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Right now, for a limited time, Howie listeners can buy one set of sheets and get one free. Wow, free. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, and they're all great, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. There are no supply chain issues with MyPillow because everything is made in USA. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Our federal debt has now reached about $29 trillion. Let's go, Brandon. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Now that Omicron is fading, what will Michelle Wu do? Nothing, rescind the vaccine passport and mask mandate, or allow for a testing option?
I'm going to say she's not going to change her position. It's she's plummeting over the cliff. Why stop now?
85% believe she will do nothing.
All right. So, you know, did I overpromise? No, Joe, you didn't overpromise. You underdelivered, as one of the texters pointed out. That's the problem. It's not overpromising. It's underdelivering. So it took him all during the break to finish answering that first question, where he described Governor Sununu as Senator Sununu. Because this is what happens when your mind is in the state that his mind is in.
I want to pronounce the name correctly. I misspoke.
He remembers vaguely that there was a guy named Sununu who was in the Senate with him. It was actually John Sununu, who was the older brother of Chris Sununu, who's now the governor of New Hampshire. And here's a question, a trivia question for Joe. I know you're not from New England, Joe, but you've been in politics since 1820 by your own account. They had a father. What was his father's job? Their father's job. He was the governor, and then he was chief of staff for George H.W. Bush. Okay. All right, so now now it's time for ABC Mary, and I'm sure she's got a really scorching question, being that this is the network of George Stephanopoulos and Martha Raddatz and Brian Ross et al.
So I tell my Republican friends, here I come. This is going to be about what are you for? What are you for?
I'm for stopping you.
And I lay out what we're for.
I'm for the American Republic.
Mary Bruce, ABC.
Thank you, Mr. President. You mentioned your Republican colleagues, but right now your top two legislative priorities, your social spending package and voting rights legislation, are stalled, blocked by your own party after months of negotiation. You are only guaranteed control of Washington for one more year before the midterms. Do you need to be more realistic and scale down these priorities in order to get something passed?
No, I don't think so. When you say more realistic, I think it's extremely realistic to say to people, because let me back up. You all really know the politics of this country and your networks and others. You've spent a lot of time, which I'm glad you do, polling this data, determining what the American people's attitudes are, et cetera. American people overwhelmingly agree with me on prescription drugs. They overwhelmingly agree with me on the
What about voting rights?
They overwhelmingly agree with me on early education.
No voter ID.
They go on the list on
How about voter ID?
And so we just have to make
How about inflation?
What we're for and what the other
How about energy dependence on the Mideast?
We knew all along that a lot of this was going to be an uphill fight. And one of the ways to do this is to make sure we make the contrast as clear as we can. And one
inflation,
of the things that I think
no
is
inflation.
Have to do
energy independence, energy dependence. A secure southern border, not a secure southern border. Giving up in Afghanistan or not surrendering in Afghanistan. These are some of the clear contrasts that we're offering the American people. All right, we're going to take some calls, and we're going to keep monitoring this as we go along, and we're going to check in with Senator Sununu at some point. And again, please don't text me and tell me it's governor. I know. Text joe.gum or joe.government, whatever he's saying today. He's the one who's confused. I'm not. I know all the Sununus. I know their resumes. And I'm not the president. I'm Howie Carr.
I'm not the president.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, if he had anybody who knew what they were doing, they'd tell him to stop whispering. That's just not a good look at this point.
I'm not the president.
And he's been blaming... Someone asked him about all the schools being closed. And he blamed the media. He said the media is giving the impression the schools are closed. You know, how can Joe Biden... That's his... core support. That increasingly, that's his only base of support. Even the people in Congress are running away from him. The media, though, stands by him. He's Churchillian. This is the greatest. This is the greatest address since the Sermon on the Mount. This puts the Gettysburg Address in the outhouse. I'm sure Douglas Brinkley is in the green room preparing to say that even as we speak. Chris Wallace will be on his new gig on CNN streaming. You know, all he had to do a year ago tomorrow, was do nothing. You know? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The old saying in the South. Remember he used to say Delaware wanted to be in the South, but we couldn't get through Maryland? That's what he said. That's what he used to say when he was courting George Wallace, whom he now says is the worst person who ever lived. But that's an old saying. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. He broke it. It was fixed, and he broke it. This is what you call trying to put a shine on a sneaker, to use a non-Southern expression, or trying to make chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what. After talking about the schools and about how it's the media's fault for making people think that their kids can't go to school when they really can go to school, he's asked a question about Ukraine. Here it is.
How about Jen Epstein, Bloomberg?
Mr. President, thank you. Your top foreign policy advisors have warned that Russia is now ready to attack Ukraine, but there's still little unity among European allies about what a package of sanctions against Moscow would look like. If the U.S. and NATO aren't willing to put troops on the line to defend Ukraine and American allies can't agree on a sanctions package, hasn't the U.S. and the West lost nearly all of its leverage over Vladimir Putin? And given how ineffective sanctions have been in deterring Putin in the past, why should the threat of new sanctions give him pause?
Well, because he's never seen sanctions like the ones I promised will be
enforced
if he moves, number one.
He's quaking in his boots there.
Number two, we're in a situation where Vladimir Putin is about to, we've had very frank discussions. The idea that NATO is not going to be united, I don't buy. I've spoken to every major NATO leader. We've had the NATO-Russia.
Name summit. Some of them.
We've had other, the OSCE has met, et cetera. And so I think what you're going to see.
Who runs France?
Is
Who
that
runs Germany?
Russia will be held accountable. If it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight
invasion.
About what to do and not do, et cetera. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia if they further invade Ukraine, and that our allies and partners are ready to impose severe cost and significant harm Russia and the Russian economy. And, you know, we're going to fortify our NATO allies.
Pipeline?
I told them on the eastern flank.
How about that pipeline, Mr. President? That was a good idea, wasn't it, to give them the pipeline that your predecessor had shut off? 844-500-4242. Brandon, why do you only call on us from a list of names? Did someone give you that list? Who gave you that list?
The fact is that I don't remember.
I know you don't remember. All right, 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how are you, Howie? Hey, man. Look, I need to say this. He is saying about prescription aspect of things, and the first thing he did in office was get rid of Trump's insulin, you know, proposal of getting rid of the high prices of insulin. He got rid of that. It was one of his executive actions in his first week in office, and it was one of the first things Trump did in office. And I just cannot get over the fact that he can come out here and say he's going to lower prescription prices when the first thing he does is hurt the American's pocket. And I'm just really tired of it.
Well, everything he's saying is just either a flat out lie or a distortion of reality, and he expects nobody has any memory or any knowledge. It's just, this is the ultimate sop to low info voters, the people who put him into office. Thanks for the call, Mike. 781, minor incursion equals slightly pregnant. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, it's a minor incursion. What if, you know, Neville Chamberlain was still prime minister of the UK in September 1939. I mean, the Nazis, when they crossed over into Poland, they said they were just responding to Polish troops firing at the Wehrmacht. I mean, they just made a minor incursion. It's ridiculous. 508, NATO is united, ? Does that include the Germans who are waiting for Russia to turn the natural gas on? Yeah, I mean, how can they impose sanctions, and how are the sanctions going to have any teeth when Biden just handed over control of the energy, if not immediately, then down the road to the Russians? It makes no sense. None of this makes any sense. The only thing that made sense was Trump stopping the pipeline as best he could to try to get some traction. You need leverage to negotiate with somebody, whether it's your friend or your foe or someone who's going to work for you or someone you're going to work for. Biden and the Democrats just give everything away. And they wonder why people laugh at them behind their back. Why they can their saber rattling is meaningless. What did Theodore Roosevelt say? Speak softly and carry a big stick. I mean, Biden speaks softly, he whispers, and he carries a twig. If he carries a twig. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
He basically blames the American people for not understanding his message and all the good he's doing. And as Joe says, you're either for him or against him, and we don't want Joe against him.
Yeah, I don't know. He's blamed. The Republicans are trying as best they can with no help from the media or any of the elite institutions in the U.S. to stop this guy and the Democrats from destroying the country. And he's saying they're obstructing him. Yes, I mean, you know, obstructionism in a legislative body is sometimes the best thing you can do. It often is the best thing you can do. I've often said this, you know, when people are running for office, how many bills they passed, I say, how many of these bills actually helped anything? How many of these bills made the situation worse? You know, Ronald Reagan always said, you know, the nine or whatever, however many words it is, most dangerous words in the English language are, we're from the government and we're here to help you. I mean, Joe Biden is from the government and he's here to help you. And you know what? You have less money in your pocket than you did a year ago. You can't buy products you either want or need at stores across the country. You know, increasingly the products that you need to survive are not available. The products that make your life more pleasant are not available. And this is on him. It's not on the Republicans. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
You know, Howie, everything was better under President Trump. Everything. A couple of points. You know, that storm in October, I had a 3.5-foot-wide tree hit my house. I'm still waiting for a product because of this Biden supply chain mess. And also, you know, back in the day, and I learned a lot of this from you, from your books about the Kennedys, your information about the Kennedys, even the Clintons. The Kennedys and Clintons had backroom fixers. Papa Joe had backroom fixers.
Right.
And they had, you know, people dealing with damage control. This Democrat Party, Biden, the ringleader, and again, I doubt that he's even the president, they don't even hide their nefarious doings. They don't hide their socialism, their communism, their hatred for police and military and the country and the founders. They don't even hide it. There isn't even a fixer in a back room like Papa Joe or the Clintons, all the hitmen that work for the Clintons.
Well, you know, the thing is, John, Papa Joe Kennedy or the Clinton or Bill Clinton anyway, they didn't want to destroy the country. They just wanted to rule over people and make a lot of money and have a lot of power and get a lot of babes, right? I mean, these people actually want to fundamentally transform the United States of America into a third world hellhole. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. All these so-called reforms are just going to destroy all of the liberties and freedoms that made this the greatest society in the history of the human race. And they don't care. They don't care in the least. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. 508 says, obstructionism in the name of liberty is no vice. Yeah, that's a play on the old extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. That's yeah, obstructionism is a good thing. It can be a good thing in you know, when what's being proposed as a change is going to make things worse and mean less freedom and more chains for any people, you are obliged, for the sake of your own freedoms and your children and your grandchildren and everybody else's, to object, to strenuously object. And that's what the Republicans have been doing, not as strenuously as most of us would want them to, but that's what they've been doing. All right, we're going to take some more calls. Joe draws a line in the sand like Obama. Yeah, he does. Remember the red line in the sand? He's drawing the same... Didn't we kind of dither in Korea before the North Koreans crossed in the DMZ in 1950? That was one of the that was a terrible war. That was a very destructive conflict on all sides. And you know, I don't want to go. No one wants to go to war over Ukraine. But I mean, again, if you don't have to, I don't think go to war if you have leverage. And one of the big ways that we had leverage was that stalled pipeline to the European Union, and Joe Biden, as soon as he cut off the Keystone XL pipeline in the U.S., he opened the Nord Stream pipeline for the Russians, and now he's wondering why they have no respect and no fear of the U.S. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached about $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. We all dodged a bullet when Senator Manchin announced he wouldn't support the Democrats' crazy Build Back Better plan, but the Dems won't give up that easily. Biden is just talking about it now. They might have to break it up. They're already back scheming, as he just told you, to pay off their constituencies with still more trillions in handouts. This is most assuredly not good news for middle and working class American taxpayers. Whatever Washington Democrats do this year may mean yet more inflation. One out of every $5 in circulation has just been printed out of thin air in the last 24 months. How can we not have double-digit inflation when the Fed's only answer to everything is printing more money? So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/HowieCar to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/HowieCar and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/HowieCar. The experts at GoldCo have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fathead! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Thank you, Mr. President. Speaking of voting rights legislation, if this isn't passed, do you still believe the upcoming election will be fairly conducted and its results will be legitimate?
Well, it all depends on whether or not we're able to make the case to the American people that some of this is being set up to try to alter the outcome of the election.
So if elections were run fraudulently, then were you elected legitimately? Why do you keep saying it's a big lie to say that the elections were not conducted fairly 2 years ago if you're saying they're not being conducted fairly now? Can you give any citations of any states where people are not going to be allowed to vote? He says, by the way, that the way to cure inflation is to continue the massive spending. The massive spending will continue until the inflation stops. And he also cited the number of the number of deaths from COVID is down. So that means they're doing better. Again, more people are dead under Biden than under Trump. And he said that Trump did not deserve to remain in office because of the number of deaths. So, I mean, that's a legit question, but that no one would ever dare ask him that. But he didn't, when he was running for president, he didn't say, I'm going to cut the number of deaths. He said he was going to shut down the virus. But he says he didn't overpromise. He said he was going to shut down the virus. Is the virus shut down? Inflation, he says, has everything to do with the supply chain. How about printing money? I was just reading The Spot. One out of every $5 has been printed in the last 2 years. Does that have anything to do with inflation? Or is it just the supply chain? And by the way, the supply chain, some of that has to do with the fact that a lot of people are just sitting on their asses not going back to work because they're getting paid so much money in added welfare benefits. How's that added welfare benefit working out? Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, a couple of things with regards to Russia in Germany. Number one, we were led to believe that Trump was in Putin's back pocket. So for the sake
Putin's
of Putin's
puppet.
Right, so let's agree with that. So Obama, when he got in 2009 officially president, one of the first things he did, he canceled the missile defense system for the nation of Poland, which borders
right.
Russia. What did Trump do when he got in office? He reinstated that program for Poland to have the missile defense system, which actually started under W. Bush. Secondly, Trump increased our natural gas exports to Western Europe. Who does that compete with?
Yeah.
Russia.
Making them obviously less dependent on Russia. The less dependent you are on Russia, the more pressure you can bring to bear on them to behave themselves.
Right. Now, with regards to Germany and their infinite wisdom,
we're out of time. They did away with their nuclear program pretty much. So guess what? Now they have to buy energy from France, which is generated by nuclear power plants. Good work, Germany. Deutschland. I'm Howie.